where I teach you actually how you can release the power of spiritual sound vibration and experience it. I have been invited in different places of the world to give my meditational mantra retreats. They're called Japa and Kirtan retreats, and am currently building a retreat center in India where I have been teaching since a long, long time. And my own fascination with the world of mantra came about in a way which I would like to first of all share with you before we get into it. Now, I was, as Alan noted, a member of the counterculture, you could say. I come from a family of means, and had to make a decision in my life whether I would go the material path, that means go into hardcore management, or do something else. And I decided, after I came in contact with the spiritual teachings of of India, you could say, to go the spiritual path. But after 10 years of really trying hard, I could see that I was not really getting anywhere. You could say that I tried to find enlightenment, but all I saw was the shadow. That gave me some great discomfort. So I began to look for a means which would really help me to go deep into the spiritual experience of spiritual life. And I discovered the sacred mantra. But as I sat in India under trees trying to focus on the sacred mantra, it became clearly apparent to me that chanting mantras is not just like moving your lips. It's not just dancing to spiritual music. Spiritual mantra, in order so that they can unleash their full potency and power, means that you have to really connect with the spiritual reality while you chant them. So that set me off on a research where I went through all the Vedic scriptures, where I interviewed many spiritual teachers, and where I took long personal retreats in the caves of the Himalayas. I also stayed at sacred rivers like the Ganga or Jamuna. And slowly, the experience of the mantra came. What is the experience of a mantra? The experience of a mantra is that while you chant or pronounce or sing or whatever do with the mantra unfurls almost like a lotus flower which opens. So when the mantra opens, you will see what is hidden in the sound vibration, and that is you will see the Ishta Devata of the mantra. That means the divine personality whose name is chanted with the mantra. I'm not sure if I'm clear to all of you. First, the mantra is a sound vibration for you on which you meditate. But as you use the mantra properly and chant the mantra properly, you will see how the mantra unfurls and opens, and then you will see a divine reality. This is a little bit about me and my own fascination with mantra. And I would like to, in this workshop now, take you on a journey. We will do many practical exercises with the mantra. And then we will hopefully make an experience which you can never forget for the rest of your life. That's my goal here. So, very nice. There is so much sound. Is it coming from outside? It's coming from outside. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 The ancient teachings of the Vedas explain that every human being is born with a mantra. Every one of us, in other words, is already initiated in the original mantra. This original mantra follows the breath. When we breathe in, we make a sound like hum, and when we breathe out, we make a sound like sa. Hamsa is the original mantra with which every human being is born in a natural way. Some chant it consciously, and most of the people chant it unconsciously, including Mr. Bush. Let us learn to chant this mantra consciously. First of all, we need to know who is Hamsa. Hamsa, to be translated into the English language, is a swan, a mystical swan who resides somewhere in the lake of the heart. The lake of the heart is one of the many expressions of our sacred spiritual space in which I want to seduce you. I want to bring you in that mystical place which is there in our heart, a place where all spiritual experiences are made. So Hamsa is a name of God who is like a beautiful swan in the core of our heart. And as we chant Hamsa, we consciously, if we want to have a conscious relationship to this mantra, we would meditate on the Lord in the heart, and as our breathing goes in and out, Hangsa. We will do it in a moment. We go with our conscious awareness into the core of our heart and there meet the Supreme. This mantra is to be chanted silently, but for a while I would like to make an exercise with you so that you can also start chanting this sacred mantra consciously and come to a conscious realization. So, would you do me the favor to please sit tall? Hare Krishna Vishwambhava Prabhu. Actually, you can come with your instruments up here. Hari Hari Bo. I can see yesterday was a late night. I think all of you all of you have experienced like us, and I think the room will fill up by our esteemed but little late workshop participants. Good. So please sit tall and start to breathe in and out. And whenever you breathe in, just mentally pronounce the syllable hung on the length of the inhale. And when you breathe out, mentally pronounce the syllable sa. I will breathe a little loud for you so that you, we can be in one breath. You please do it mentally. Continue while you breathe in and out. Just mentally pronounce the original mantra. Okay, that is something which you can do when you can't fall asleep. That's something when, which you can do when you're really upset with life. That's something which you can do when you really need to go into a divine connection. You breathe in and you breathe out. You don't even after some time have to pronounce any longer hangsa. But you just direct your attention to the heart space and you are then in connection. Sometimes people, especially in Europe, when we are, when I'm interviewed in the TV, they ask me, why do you always smile? And I don't know. I feel there's nothing to be said about in life because we all have a divine connection. And I guess that comes about by practicing living in that connection. This is one of the ways, but we will go to other ways. I would like to now teach you something which is more profound, a way to chant a mantra and totally spiritualize all of your existence. I will ask my assistant to give me the kirtan arrow. In the Vedic scriptures, we find a verse. It says that the mantra is the bow, the living entity is like the arrow, and the target is the Supreme Being. So if you know how to use a mantra properly, that mantra will bring you to the target, the Supreme Being. Or to explain it in American English, it will shoot you up there. I'm trying to learn your language. It will really bring you into the presence of God. But just like when you shoot a bow, I don't know who of you have practiced this, maybe in Zen practice, you need to really align your body to do it. In the Mahabharata, to do it properly, in the Mahabharata, we find that there was a great martial arts teacher, Dronacharya, who invited all his students for a contest. So they sat down, they were there, and he asked them to come forward and show their skills to shoot with a bow. He had placed a wooden bird high up in a tree, and he asked the students to take their bows and shoot the eye of the bird. So first, he called Yudhishthira, that's the name of one of the princes, the Pandavas, forward. He called him and said, "Take aim." And Yudhishthira took his bow, and then Dronacharya said, "But before you shoot, tell me, what do you see?" "Well," said Yudhishthira, "I see you, I see the tree." And before he could say, "I see the eye of the bird," his teacher told him already, "Oh, useless, go away, you have no chance, go away." So then he asked the next prince, "What do you see?" And they all told him something similar. "I see all of us, I see the tree." But finally, he called Arjuna, his best student, and said, "Arjuna, before you shoot your arrow, what do you see?" And Arjuna looked at the target, and he said, "I only see the eye of the bird." "Do you see something else?" said the teacher. "No, I only see the target." "What's about the tree?" "I see the eye of the bird." "What's about me? Do you see me?" "I see the eye of the bird." "Okay," said Dronacharya, "you are qualified." Arjuna shot the arrow, and it went high, high up. It was a very high tree, and it just went into that wooden target, into the wooden eye of the wooden bird. So this is a very nice story from the Mahabharata about how we can use the mantra, which is like the bow, in a proper way, so that we can reach our goal, that is the Supreme Being. If you use the mantra improperly, you will not actually be able to reach the eye of the bird or the Supreme Being. It just won't happen to you. Now, In this workshop, I want to use, I want to tell you, or explain to you how you can give some suggestions from the scriptures, how you can learn it properly. First of all, who can tell me the goal of any yoga practice? Yes? Union? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Something I think you are in agreement, or you are still a little tired and breathless, or trying to learn my German English. According to Patanjali, the great exponent of yoga, yoga's goal is yoga's chitta vritti nirodha. That means the mental functions, the vrittis, come to a rest, you become peaceful, and you actually attain what is called samadhi. Samadhi means you come on the same level, sama means the same level as the Supreme Lord. You meet the Lord and you make yoga, a divine connection or divine union with Him. That's the goal. Now, how to do this is possible when you learn to align your body, your mind, and your heart to the practice. Be there completely with body, mind, and heart. Just like a bow, an archer has to totally focus and use his body and his mind to reach the goal. In the same way, when you want to use the mantra properly, you have to learn how to use it in such a way that the goal will be reached. First of all, let us start with the body. Please sit tall, and we will now make a little exercise which I saw in India and which I also saw recently in Germany when I was a guest of Ravi Shankar, Shri Ravi Shankar. We want to energize our body so that we get a little bit the slush, the tamagun out of the body. I request you to sit like this and on an inhale you go up. And on an like this, hands out. And on an exhale, you go down. Excellent. If you sweat a little, that's desired. When you bring the hands down, please make a fist. When you bring them up, open them. Soon we will fly. You look great. Two more. Das. Now put your left hand under your navel and your right hand over it, and our ladies, please put the right hand under your navel and the left hand over it, and just breathe very peacefully. We will soon do it again, so now relax totally so that the benefit of this Bhastrika Pranayam is distributed through your body and you become energized. You need it for what comes later. Alright. The second round. On an inhale, kindly come up with your arms, and on an exhale, bring them down. Try to breathe with your diaphragm. Please. Please bring a lot of oxygen into your body. You look absolutely great. My God. Two more. Pass. Left hand under the navel, right hand above for the men. For the ladies, right hand under the navel and left hand above. And breathe very calmly. This exercise will make the pranas flow and take away blockages in your physical body and also in your mental or subtle body, your emotional body, and so on. I will ask you soon to do it a third time, and then we are done with this. The river of prana is activated like this, and it will go after some practice when you do that regularly and wash throughout your whole body and take all the blockages away. It's a very healthy and a very good for mental concentration. Okay, get ready for your third round. It's good to smile. Some of you are so serious. As straight you can bring your arms, the better. First class. My God, excellent. Okay, sit tall, and now we will just let the sound of the beach mantra Om go through our body. Deep inhale, please. Thank you very much. This much I would like to explain here about the alignment of the body. We are doing all this to learn how to use the mantra properly. And just like an archer who who aligns his body and his mind so that the arrow can reach the goal, we are also aligning our body and mind and heart to the practice so that we can actually attain the goal of the Supreme Being. We will now go to the mind. As I'm explaining this, it's good if you remain sitting tall, because we will go in deeper and deeper levels of mantra chanting. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains how we can control the monkey mind, who always jumps like a monkey jumps from one branch to the next. Our mind, in a similar way, jumps from one subject matter to the next. It always accepts things, I like this, and it rejects sometimes the same things, I dislike this. So in mantra chanting, we want to deliver the mind from his rule over us, the rule of like and dislike, the rule of desire and hatred, the rule of our mental clingings. So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, wherever the mind wanders due to his restless nature, from there one must certainly take the mind back and bring it under the control of the self. That is something which I would like you to keep in mind. We will now do an exercise which I call the Cathedral of Sound. It is an exercise where I will go with you with the sacred mantra Ram through the energy circles of your body, the chakras, as you know, and we will purify them, and we will have an amazing experience of the power of Ram. I think you will experience something at starting from this exercise. We will now go and do, after doing a little thing with the body, we will go now to the mind. You can play something. Yeah. I request you to sit tall. Then I request you to very simply concentrate on your in and outgoing breath. It will help you when you breathe in to mentally pronounce in, to become aware of your inhaling breath. And when you exhale, it will help you if you mentally produce this the sound out, in and out, in other words. Now kindly relax your legs. Whenever you exhale, give them to the feeling of gravity. Mother Earth will carry your legs for you. You don't have to have a muscular effort. Concentrate now on the bottom of your body where you sit, and on each exhale, relax. kindly move up now into the trunk of your body where all your organs are. And on an exhale, relax. Our goal is relaxation, but also to become incredibly aware. We are sitting in this body like we can sit in a temple. Go to your shoulders now and the arms, and on an exhale, relax. And now go to your face. There are 2,332 face muscles which you always use to smile or when you speak. Relax them. On each exhale, relax them a little more. You are safe here in this place called sanctuary. Now, go with your attention into the heart space. It is here where you, the eternal Atman or soul, reside. You are Sat, eternal, Chit and Ananda, or full of knowledge and bliss. The body around you is like a shirt. You can relax it like a shirt which relaxes its forms when it comes on a hanger. Your body is now comfortably parked. It can relax. But you, the self within the body, will now experience the power of mantra as much as possible. In your mind's eye, picture that you are in the body like you are in a cathedral. In the cathedral, there are benches on which you sit. There's the area where the chandeliers hang, who give light to the structure. And there is finally the dome. Some cathedrals, the upper portions of the dome are pervaded with natural sunlight. I request you now to bring your attention to the bottom, the floor of the cathedral, where you sit. And while having your attention there, chant with me the sacred syllable Ram. I will chant it one time alone, and then when you hear this sign, we will chant it together. Ram. place in hell. Very good. Now we will move upward. We will move into the area where the chandeliers are. It corresponds with our heart space. In this space we will place again the syllable Ram. Bring your attention to the heart space and then chant this seed mantra Ram. I will chant it one time alone and then we will chant it four times together. Higher up in the cathedral of sound, we will place our attention to the area which is like the dome, the upper portion of the cathedral of sound, which corresponds to our highest chakra, which is just under the top of the skull. Put your entire attention there and we will chant six times the syllable Ram, the mantra Ram. It's very important that you point your attention there. I will chant it one time alone and then we will chant it six times together, this mantra. Strings. The sound should become like an ocean and give yourself into it. Excellent. Deep inhale. Another deep inhale. Stay in this space. You will need it for the next exercise. I request you now to gently, on an inhale, float your arms up, stretch them out, and in a gesture of surrender to the Divine, we will chant one powerful mantra, which is said to be extremely powerful in the age of Kali. It is Gauranga. Gauranga is the name of the golden-complexioned Lord who appeared in this age of Kali. While chanting it, you can allow a golden flow of energy of Kripa or Kripa Shakti, mercy energy, to enter. You are now open. I will chant it one time alone, this mantra, and then we will call it in a mood of surrender and the request for a divine connection together. Gauranga, please. Gauranga. 6 times more. Gauranga. Gauranga. Visualization of golden color. Gauranga. And a call for golden mercy. Gauranga. Gauranga. One more. Gauranga. And we will go a little higher and again chant it, this time calling out in a mood of petition, a mood of petition for spiritual Kripa. Gauranga. Gauranga. One more. Gauranga. One more, please. Gauranga. In this workshop, we are trying to align body, mind, and finally the heart to the chanting. I request all of you to participate in it. You might like to sit down or stand as you please. We want to now do something to invoke, or let us say, expand the devotional heart. We all live in the city of 9 gates, the physical body. There are the eyes, the ears, the nostrils, one mouth, and gates underneath the belt, 9 gates altogether. And in this town of our body, is a very special house, our heart. And in that heart is a special, precious little room very small, but it has the whole universe in it. Whoever finds this room will find God in it and will find himself. It's the Hridaya Akash, or the Hridaya Mandira, the temple of the heart. This our own precious sacred space. And I would like to just request you to listen to a little shloka or verse, and just while you're in this space, just meditate about this. Oh, it's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Ajata pakshaiva mataram kaga stanyam yatavatsatara churata priyam priyeva yushitam vishana manoravindaksha didikshate tvam. This is a prayer by a great devotee who was lying on his deathbed. And just before he was departing from his body, he prayed this prayer. Please allow how the devotional mood of this great devotee comes into your heart. Imagine or know that one day you will also lie on your deathbed, ready to go, ready to move on. Here's a prayer. May my mind always be eager to see you. Just as baby birds desire to see their mother and bring them food. May I always see you, just like hungry calves anxiously wait to drink their mother's milk. And may I always remain absorbed in you, just like a faithful wife remains absorbed in thoughts of her husband. O Lord of the Kingdom of Love, please invest your love in me. I'm now in this material world. I want to give more attention to you, but it is not always possible. However, you can come to me just like a bird comes to the small birds. You can come to me like the mother to her child, or the father to his child. I'm in this ocean, an ocean of samsara. I'm not always I'm not always in a peaceful mood. Kindly invest in my case. Kindly shower the rain of kripa, of divine mercy, into my heart. We will now sing together from this space the Hare Krishna mantra. please, as you sing, concentrate on what you have learned in this workshop and bring it to the task. You may first align your body by sitting properly or taking on any posture where you can be focused. Then you will bring your mind to the practice. Wherever the mind will wander due to his restless nature, you can easily bring it back under the control of the self. And finally, bring your heart to the practice, your devotional heart. Pass through these three gates: the gate of your body, the gate of your mind, and then enter the temple of your heart. Inside you will find a room, but that room can only be opened from inside. The Supreme Being, in other words, whom in this mantra we will address him as Krishna, has to open the door for you. By proper mantra practice, by aligning the body and the mind, you can come to the door of God, but you can't force your way in. He has to let you in. But when he sees you calling out like a baby bird for a mother, or a calf for the cow, or the wife, not necessarily American wife, for her husband, very loyal, then the door can open for you. So you know how to chant, I think. I will one time sing along alone, and then we will chant all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, come on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please, everyone in one voice. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again in one voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In conclusion of this workshop, first of all, hello everybody. I know you have gone a journey, and I should not interrupt you so rudely. Chanting always is a matter of relationship, a relationship between us and the divine. Yes, we chant in a group together, but as we chant in the group together, our chanting always should reach a place where we are not group conscious, but God conscious. And if we chant like this together, where each one of us enters his or her own sacred space and meets the divine there, a divine connection happens, which begins to inform your whole life and your whole being. I want to tell you something personal. As you can see, I'm a monk, and my avant-gardistic hairstyle shows you that I'm a Hare Krishna monk. I was for a long time in this movement, and I thought, well, you can find shelter or you can find fulfillment by being just part of a movement. But I found out that is a big illusion. You can only find your place in the divine connection. So after finding that out, I went alone for long foot walks in the Himalaya mountains. And I started a practice which I can only share with you. Each year, in 1 month, the month of Kartik, it's about October, November, in the Western calendar, I go into seclusion and just chant this divine mantra. I think if it works for me anywhere, it will work here in the chanting of this mantra. So 10 years ago, I went to the banks of Mother Ganga, where the Ganga has made nice holes in a rock. They are like caves, these holes, where great saints used to live, and crocodiles. So I went in one of these caves, and I spent a whole month chanting there. I remember the first night I heard these sounds, and I thought, oh my God, a monster is coming after me. But what I found out was these are the big dolphins. They are, I mean, from here to the window, so big, real huge things, like whales, actually. So I stayed there in the land of crocodiles and whales, or dolphins, Ganga dolphins. And I found out that as I was trying to chant this mantra, I was really only confronting the shadows in my heart. It was unpleasant. I felt so totally un at ease and so haunted by my own inner demons, you could say, that I thought to interrupt the practice. But then I found this verse in this Srimad Bhagavatam where it says, take the mantra, which is like a bow, and focus it on the target, the Supreme Being, and then you can bring yourself like an arrow, which is shot on a bow, to the Supreme Being. And I thought, okay, I'm going to try this. I will become now a mantra archer. I thought like this. So, what do I do? I have experience in arching. Shooting with arrows. I didn't kill anyone, but I shot in the behind of people when I was a young boy. Hare Krishna, what to do? So I know how to do it. You have to really bring your body to the practice. You have to concentrate. You know, when you want to shoot an arrow, it's all about bringing your mind before the arrow to the goal. And then the body will align itself. I knew this from my Robin Hood days when I was a child. So I applied the same thing to the mantra chanting. First, I sat. Then I took care that the mind becomes peaceful by simple breathing exercises and by then focusing the mind on the goal of the mantra, the divine connection, a relationship. And then I moved into the heart space by opening my heart to what is there. Oh my Lord, for so many long lives in this material world, I'm disconnected. I'm here in this material body and mind, and I'm captured by the material environment, and I'm not always remembering my divine connection with you. Now, please, I want to now change this, and I seek the relationship. And as I did this, all of a sudden, something happened. The mantra were not just words any longer, or a song with a nice melody, which somehow makes the emotion float. But I could see that the mantra revealed itself as Krishna himself. I'm chanting Krishna mantras. And I could see that all of a sudden I came into contact with Krishna, and tears began to float out of my eyes, and I became in states which I'm too embarrassed to tell you. Something very extraordinary. Therefore, I'm now teaching this method of bringing body, mind and heart to the practice. And it's almost like going deeper and deeper and deeper. Have you ever thrown a coin into a well and desired something? We do this in Europe. We have these wells and we put a euro in there. Euro is a coin. It's like a cent. And then we say, then we desire something, long health or something. There are some wells like this in Europe. You can find out. It doesn't work always, by the way, but sometimes it works. So when you throw the coin into the well, you can see that it doesn't drop into the bottom of the well, but it slides in serpentines down to the bottom. So in the same way, I have discovered when I take this simple method from this Vedic literature, I slide downwards deeper and deeper and deeper until I come to the bottom, which is that sacred space in the heart where one is totally undisturbed by outside influences and where one makes that yoga, that union with the divine, and just feels so blissful. This is one just feels so blissful all the time. sometimes super blissful, but normally just normally blissful. But it's really a matter of you know, leaving the bodily platform and also going beyond the mind. You know, we Westerners are too mental. We always think what we think is reality, but it's not. So the real life starts really when we cross the border of the mind and go into that divine sacred space. And you can really access that very easily. If you just, while you chant the mantra, let the mantra become your guide into this space. Let him do everything for you. You just bring a little bit your body, be here. What is it, the slogan from our Ram Dass you saw yesterday? Be here exactly now. So this you are am I saying it right, or you are laughing all the time? I'm becoming insecure in your presence. So you just be with the practice, just be nowhere else, you know, and then bring your mind to the mantra, and then just get in contact with genuine devotional feelings. If you like prayers, then prayers. If you just call out from the heart space, please accept me. You will all of a sudden notice a connection starts, a relationship starts, because you have entered that divine space. Time is also there. I was very honored to speak to you in my English without a German accent. I'm very... I wish you all the best. If you forget everything about the workshop, please remember one thing. Bring your body, mind, and heart to the mantra, and everything else will be happening by the grace of the personality, the divine presence, I will say it in an easily acceptable way, the divine presence in the mantra, huh? God in the mantra. It will, everything will happen. You don't have to do anything. You will be lifted. But you have to, you can't be absent-minded. You have to do this. I want to also thank the organizers of this Bhakti Fest for inviting me, an unknown person in America, to address all of you. And I sincerely wish you from my heart all the best, that you can reach the desires, the spiritual desires which have brought you maybe here to join this Bhakti Fest. May your hopes and your secret hopes or secret longings become fulfilled in one way or the other here, so that you come rich with bhakti to your house where you live. You should be wealthy in bhakti. That's the best wealth, the wealth of love in the sacred space of the heart. So after me, a much more talented presenter will give a workshop. Our Krishna Das will be there. I have seen him already there. So please be also here. All the best for you, and Hari Bol. Hari Bol.